Welcome to the Rise of Civilizations. So, a couple of questions to consider. First, what environmental factors helped civilizations grow? For example, did all of them develop close to a coastline in mountainous regions, or was there a river close by? Right, so those are some of the things that we will look at in this unit. What impact did civilizations, once they developed, have on the surrounding environment? A lot of you think about today with the pollution, overpopulation, the impact of humans on the environment. We can see the effects of civilizations on the environment. But if we look back at ancient times, then we can also think about what impact did the creation of civilizations have on natural resources. Okay. So first of all, the main question, if we want to ask ourselves, how did cities lead to civilizations? Okay, so cities grew in power and size, and they became centers of civilizations, right? Civilization is just a complex society that has cities, well-organized government, and workers with specialized job skills. The word civilization comes from the Latin word civis, meaning resident of a city. Now, for you to consider how civilizations rise, you should think about what resources were important. Okay, so the first thing is, if people had enough food to eat, then that enabled them to sell the food, to also be healthy, stronger, and for the civilization to grow in number and population size, right? So they created a surplus, depended on the ability of people to manage their resources well. So, for example, if they were able to grow more crops, then they were able to sell them, store them, and overall the civilization was able to grow, right? The most important resources that people needed were fertile soil, fresh water, and seeds, okay? So, for you guys, throughout this year, you're going to learn about four major civilizations that relied on major rivers, right? And these major rivers were in fertile valleys, allowing crops to grow, food surplus to be created. We'll look at the Nile when we look at Egypt, the Tigris and Euphrates in Unit 1 here, and the development of Mesopotamia, the Indus in South Asia, and the Huang River in China in Unit 2. So throughout the school year, I would like you to think back. Would these civilizations have been able to grow and become so powerful if they did not have the natural resources that they did? So, the river valleys provided a good setting for permanent settlements. Okay, each year the rivers rose, they flooded the nearby land. When the flood waters went down, a fresh layer of fertile soil. So through rivers flooding, the soil naturally became more fertile, allowing the farmers to grow more crops, and the civilization to become stronger, right? So for you guys, the next thing you should think about, and we're going to focus more on this in Unit 6, what are the features of civilizations? Okay, so there are eight major features, if you look in your textbook on page 35. And what do all civilizations have in common? All of them have a major city or many cities. So like, for example, for you guys, that would be Taipei City or Kaohsiung. They have a government, so a well-organized system of rule. So throughout history, civilizations always had an organized government. That didn't mean that the government didn't change, but there was always organized government ruling the people. Most civilizations have an established religion, whether it be Judaism, Islam, Christianity, Taoism, Buddhism, all the different major religions, because if people had a set of beliefs that they adhered to, it would help their civilization to grow. Job specialization, as we said, even today, people go to university, they get master's degrees, doctorates, they become more specialized in their field. For some of you guys, you might become a YouTuber, or you might become a hacker. Someone who's a coder, right? All of these jobs are evolving and they're becoming specialized. So people in ancient civilizations were also specialized in their jobs. right? It meant people didn't necessarily have to work as farmers. All civilizations have social classes, generally spread out into the lower class, middle class, and upper class. And it'll be very interesting for you to look at the different civilizations and see what kind of people were involved in each social class, what relationship they had with each other, and how did that impact the civilization. All civilizations had a writing system. Okay, they no longer just spoke and kept oral traditions. They had a system to record information, laws, prayers, and history. All civilizations had public works, so the government spent money on large-scale projects that helped the whole society. That also helps with tourism, with people in the future remembering your civilization. Okay, so think about Taipei 101 as being a public work. Then arts and architecture, buildings and objects of beauty. Think in Taipei, Chiang Kai-shek Memorial, Sun Yat-sen, there's many others down south as well, right? So how did the building of art and architecture help the civilization to develop and impress upon future generations? Good. So now that we've finished the rise of civilizations, we'll start to look at a few of those civilizations that we mentioned. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Welcome to the distant past, page 7 of your textbook. Okay. First of all, today we're going to consider, how do scientists use fossils and artifacts to draw conclusions about early humans? And how is it possible that we know when certain people lived and when the first man was on Earth? So today when we go through a textbook, hopefully you have a better understanding of who are the people that help us to understand more about history. These are anthropologists who study people. And then we have archaeologists, the people who dig up human life remains and make many discoveries about how people lived a long time ago. Okay. Till about 5,000 years ago, people had no way to write things down. To study prehistory or the time before written records, archaeologists look for the places where people may have lived. Okay. A fossil is a hardened remain or imprint of living thing that existed long ago. For example, a bone, right? A bone in your body, a footprint, plants, feathers, any sort of remains. Often during volcanoes, they help preserve fossils for a lot longer, right? So just think about all the wonderful things that are buried beneath us, right? And archaeologists try to dig them up to try to give us more clues about the past. Okay. Then we have geologists who are experts in studying rocks and soil. And they are able to compare the fossils and artifact and to try and date the material, right? Using radioactive elements that decay. Okay. Why do scientists enjoy looking at artifacts? Why should we care about all these things from such a long time ago? It helps us to understand more about our history, where we came from, how we evolved, and how humans have changed over all those years, right? By looking at artifacts, it could be tools, pottery, weapons, artwork, it gives us a much better understanding of ancient civilizations. The most important thing for all of these people, geologists, archaeologists, and anthropologists, so they need evidence. They need proof of how people lived a long time ago. And without finding it, it is very hard to prove their theories. On page 9, the major discovery that you'll read about, the Leakeys. So primatologists and archaeologists were working together as well. And the Leakeys discovered the first Homo sapien fossil in Africa. So if you look at page 8, you can see there it's around Tanzania, right, close to the Indian Ocean. And that's what's led most people to believe that first man came from Africa, right? And then as centuries and thousands of years went by, mankind traveled and helped spread culture all around the world, right? So for you guys, what are hunter-gatherers? OK, Okay, on page 11, hunter-gatherers were people who hunted small animals and gathered plants. They did not stay in one area for a very long time, right? Okay, they were reliant on their environment, and they were required to move just as animals were moving as well, right? So they never really settled down. So for you guys, just this is a precursor to our units and our year of history, is what made humans change from being people who were nomadic, moved around, hunted for food, never remained in one space for a very long time, to people who settled down, created civilizations, wonderful buildings, and some of those buildings we can still see today, right? So what brought about that change? Okay. On page 12, if you look at the primary source there from Gordon Childay, Man Makes Himself, mankind is no longer restricting his movement to a limited range of climates, right? Okay, so with them being able to control fire, humans could move around freely, right? Because they had the use of fire. So that made it, first of all, one of the big differences in allowing people to move with their group of people and to help spread their culture. Okay, so we'll look a lot more in Unit 6 about spreading culture and cultural diffusion. For you guys, if you're wondering what does culture mean, it's about the social and family organization, your beliefs, your values, technology, shelter, clothing, look at the buildings, the architecture, the way we tell stories, what rituals you have, and the artwork, right? So in our next unit, we're going to start looking at how civilization started and which were the major civilizations and what geographical feature all helped them to develop. Welcome to Grade 7, Ancient World History. This is your first podcast, and the goal of the podcast is to help you to improve your knowledge so that you can also supplement your reading at home. So let's begin with origins of civilization. Some of you might wonder, where did civilization start? When did they start? How did they start? Right? So in this first podcast, we're going to discuss what caused humans to give up living by themselves or living a nomadic life and forming larger groups and eventually becoming civilizations, right? Okay. And also how our ancestors, people from long ago, used the environment to improve their lives, right? And how did it shape their lives? So if we look back at a timeline of prehistory, if we're looking back millions of years ago, there were hominins in Africa who made stone tools. 230,000 years ago, there were Neanderthals in Europe. About 70,000 years ago, there was the last ice age begins. And humans back in those days did not live similarly to the way we live today, right? Because they were more spread out. There are many different other factors. And then that brings us up to about 6,000 to 7,000 years ago. Uruk was the world's first city in Southwest Asia, and it was established then, right? So what helped us to move from those societies into new civilizations?